Good afternoon and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly window into the world of the performing arts here in South Central Alaska. I'm your host, Steve Hunt. Glad to have you along on this Friday afternoon. And remember, you can always go to alaskapublic.org to download old episodes of Stage Talk. Well, today my guests are from Anchorage Community Theater, where they are currently presenting the play, and in this corner, Cassius Clay, written by Idris Goodwin. The show runs through May the 13th, and my two guests today are Matt Fernandez, the director. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Hey.
We also have Xavier Love, who plays Cassius Clay, age 18. We'll get to that. There's another Cassius Clay in the play as well, so welcome to the show, Xavier.
Thank you so much for having me.
Matt, I want to start with you, first of all. And in this corner, Cassius Clay. For those people, I want to say, first of all, I think this is a wonderful title for a play because the name Cassius Clay immediately brings up an historical character at a time before a transition to what we know that person to be today. And who is that person today?
Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali, the greatest. Mm-hmm. And so give us a little bit of a brief thumb sketch about what this play is about.
Well, what this play is really about is the it covers the genesis moment of how Muhammad Ali came to be. And so it's at the very beginning of his boxing career, but it also covers the very beginning of his self-image and how he carried himself the rest of his life, how he treated his fans, how he was affected by the civil rights movement and a lot of the racial things that were going on in the world at the time. And it just starts at all of those, it covers all those beginning moments for him.
And there's a lot about his character, because we all know him mostly as Muhammad Ali, mm-hmm. that great hero who I remember seeing him lighting the Olympic torch at
right.
the Olympics in
yeah,
Atlanta.
In 1996, yeah.
And yeah, but early in his career, he was a different world. Xavier, what have you learned about Cassius Clay that perhaps you didn't know? You're playing him as 18 years old. You are 18 years old.
Yes.
So you didn't grow up during the time when he was perhaps even alive. So what do you know about Cassius Clay that you're bringing to your part?
Well, there were a lot of different layers to the character that I personally had to do a lot of research and a lot of backstory to try and, you know, find my way to the character. And one of the things that was really noteworthy was that he wasn't the type of person who was very self-centered, and it wasn't the type of person that wanted to consistently try and be the best. He knew that he was the best, but he also knew at the same time he wanted to be the best that he could be. And for me personally, that has such an effect towards me because, you know, as an aspiring actor, you're always compared. It's a very subjective world, and even though it's not the same time as back then, sort of the same type of issues that go on back then still affect toward now, you know, like racial discrimination and always being put, you know, second before, you know, somebody else who is probably a lighter skin tone than you. Anyway, going back to Cassius Clay, one of the things that I found that was really interesting was when he was in the Olympics and he met all the different athletes from all types of parts of the world. And when he finally won that gold medal, he was still struggling to find his identity. He still didn't know who he was as a person because he had traveled to Rome and he had done all these incredible things with his career that not many people who are 18 from Louisville, Kentucky, were able to accomplish, especially if you were a person of color. And so the fact that he was still fighting to have that validation going forward, not only as Cassius Clay, but as Muhammad Ali, that was one of the things that I thought was very noteworthy and I thought was very interesting. And that's why I really tried to bring forth with the character.
You bring up something really interesting in that talk about the Olympics is that, you know, one of the challenges of African-American soldiers during World War II and in Korea is they fought for their country, but they came back to the States and they were then treated as second-class citizens mm-hmm. when they were fighting for the country. Here, Cassius Clay won the gold medal, being respected by everybody in the world, and he comes back to the States and he has to fight again, not just, you know, literally, but figuratively fight again, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think that in regards to that, it really just shows not just how resilient he was himself, but also sort of an understatement to how African Americans were resilient back in that time. You know, so you could push them down, but they'll still get back up again. They could put their lives on the line, and they'll still have trouble even getting a seat at a burger shop, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And so with that in mind, I think that it was really important to honor that, and also the people who were fighting in the same struggle as him, not just in terms of being an athlete, but also his African-American peers, his friends and his family. And this was also during a time of earlier in his life with the whole case with Emmett Till. And so that was a huge...
And tell us who Emmett Till is.
Emmett Till, he was a 14-year-old boy who was kidnapped by a couple of white men in his house when he was staying at his uncle's house because the wife of a white man had said that Emmett Till had whistled at her in the middle of the street. And so as a result, he was kidnapped and his body was missing for 2 days. And they found him in a lake. They had drowned. They beat him, shot him in the head. I mean, there were a lot of really graphic details about it. And then we just found out a few years back that the woman who made the statement about Emmett Till lied. And so all of that wouldn't have happened if she had just simply said, you know, if she didn't lie. And so I think that was also a huge part of the play, too, is the social injustice.
Did Emmett Till have a specific relationship with Cassius Clay then?
No, not a specific relationship. He knew... It was during a time when he heard of him. They were, like, distant from each other, but they weren't actually really close friends, you know, buddy-buddy.
Mm. What's significant about the show is that it really points to the fact that Emmett Till is very close to the same age as Cassius Clay when this happens, and it really goes into how black families must have felt when that news came out, you know, and his mother, Till's mother, you know, had an open casket, mm-hmm. and that, you know, his face was on the cover of the newspapers all around, mm-hmm. and it really depicts how families must have felt about their own kids living in this environment.
Well, for those just tuning in, we're talking about And in This Corner, Cassius Clay, being presented by Anchorage Community Theater. My guests are Matt Fernandez, the director, and Xavier Love, who's playing Cassius Clay, aged 18. There's so much. This is really interesting. I want to get back to the play for a moment, though, because the play doesn't start with Xavier as 18. It starts with Cassius Clay as a younger man. And I tell us the story of how he gets into boxing, because I'd never heard this story before about the stolen bicycle.
Well, yeah, we have a great young actor named Andrew Conley, who I found at Underground Dance Company, who I worked with last summer. When I first saw this kid, I knew that we were doing Cassius Clay, and I said, man, this kid looks like 12-year-old Cassius Clay, and I've got to tell him about our show. You know, the show really starts out with him being a 12-year-old kid. He doesn't know anything about boxing, doesn't have anything on his mind, you know, of where he's going to go in life. And he's just a kid, you know. And this certain event that really happened to Muhammad Ali when he was a kid is depicted in the very beginning of the play. He loses his red bicycle. And it's the red bicycle that leads him to boxing, because as he goes to the police officer to ask, he said not only, you know, asking, will you find the person who stole my bike, but when you find him, I'm going to whoop him. I'm going to beat him up. You know, put me in jail with him because I beat him up, and then I'm going to beat him up in jail as well.
I can see a 12-year-old kid doing that.
Yeah,
that.
And this is like the little Cassius Clay starting to come out a little bit, that, you know, I'll whoop him and all this kind of stuff. And that's where the police officer says, well, if you're going to whoop him, you got to learn how to fight. And that police officer's name was Joe Martin, played by Doug Causey. Actually had his own gym in Louisville, Kentucky, and the play, you know, shows Cassius's very first day at that gym learning how to train that would lead him to be the icon that he is today.
That's almost chilling, isn't it, Xavier? The fact that here is this kid who just wants his bicycle, and the policeman says, if you're going to whoop up somebody, you got to learn how to do it. And that's been Cassius's life. He has to fight for everything, doesn't he?
Yeah, that seems to be the case for every situation he has, is that he always has to fight for something, both on a literal and figurative level, whether it's for a bike, whether it's for social acceptance. There's always something that he's fighting for. And I think that's one of the nice things about the show, is that it highlights all the different factors of who he is as a person, how his personality was both very strong and poignant, but at the same time, there was nothing that could break him. You know, you could knock him down 9 times, he'll get up 11.
You know? Right. You said something earlier about Muhammad Ali and about Cassius Clay that I thought was very curious, because we always associate with Muhammad Ali as saying, "I am the greatest," mm-hmm. about how he has such an inflated view of his ego. But you mentioned before he didn't. But you said something that was curious. You said he knew who he was and didn't have to prove himself more than that, and you related that to being an actor.
Yeah, so in terms of being the greatest, he had all these gold medals. He had flown all across the world fighting in all different boxing rings, fighting many different people who had, you know, gold-plated titles to their name. But at the same time, he was very mindful about that. I mean, his ego, although people had viewed it as being inflated, he wasn't wrong about saying that he was the greatest. I mean, anybody, if you were to compare it to any other boxers, even boxers of color, you could really see that there is a huge distinction between Muhammad Ali and all the other boxers. And that's not to, you know, speak ill of any other boxers of color like Joe Louis or Sugar Ray Robinson. But the thing that made Muhammad Ali, or essentially Cassius Clay, so great was that he stayed true to himself, and he stayed humble with all of the accessories and all the other different accolades that he received. And I mentioned about being an actor, for me personally, because I'm sure you know how it is in theater, especially when there are other actors who are either, you know, competing for an audition role, you know, for a role they audition for, or they're competing for, you know, different types of acting competitions and whatnot. It gets to be really subjective. And for me personally, I've sort of gotten myself out of that state of mind of trying to make myself better than somebody else, because, you know, I'm 18 and I know I have a whole career ahead of me. I hope I do. And I just know that if I were to try and put myself next to so many other people who are better than me, and then people who are, you know, still developing, then that takes away the pressure of having to prove myself to anybody else. Because personally, I know my worth. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing with a lot of different aspiring actors, especially actors who are my age too, is that, you know, we're just now getting to the prime of our lives. Our lives are now beginning as artists. You know, we're getting out of school, we're going into school, or we're, you know, we're going different paths as an artist. And the one thing that I think my teachers have, and even my directors, I know Matt has many times, you know, sort of put upon me as, you know, sort of the old wisdom, is that you can never be better than the person you are today, only the person that you are tomorrow. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. And what's a great way that we have to end the show. I'm sorry, we're out of time. It's a wonderful way of ending the show. Be who you are, and then you will be successful. I want to thank my guests, Matt Fernandez, director, Xavier Love, Cassius Clay at age 18, and he is 18, performing in the play and in this corner, Cassius Clay at Anchorage Community Theater, running through May the 13th. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Stephen, so much.
Well, that's it for this week on Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.